In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
Stuff to say, Steve. Hello.
What's up? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's been a couple of weeks. I've got some stuff to say. Let's jump straight into it. Quote, Wuthering Heights quote, if you go by the stylized version
Never heard of this. What is that?
This is a new film that came out just in time for Valentine's Day and probably... based on my viewing experience, might have had as many people crying in the cinema as having a saucy good time. So I think it might have taken a few date nights by surprise, this film. But hey, you know, you roll the dice, you get what you pay for. This is Emerald Fennell's follow-up to Saltburn. Prior to that, she made Promising Young Woman. I didn't like either of those films at all. But nevertheless, I was quite interested to see what she did with Wuthering Heights. I guess, as a quick background, those two prior films I felt were both a bit too long, didn't have a lot to say but kind of acted like they did and didn't really interrogate their subject matter very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of similar stuff floating around in Wuthering Heights, like issues of class and race. And it, as you can find elsewhere in the discourse around this film, race has kind of been kicked to one side in this movie with the casting. However, as I kind of reflect on that, I will address that slightly because I feel that if you... Jacob Elordi's role in this film is behaviour... Well, both the leads have despicable behaviour.
Mm.
He's, like, particularly kind of quite violent, sexually controlling, and does a bunch of stuff that I actually feel that maybe if you had a non-white person in that role right now, it might trigger a whole different kind of negative connotation. That, okay, the source material is a non-white character, but do we really need a privileged white director making... darker skinned person a mega baddie now? That's a question for other people, but that's my one thing I think about, maybe why it's ended up with this casting choice. Or she just put Jacob Elordi in Saltburn and went, you're my Heathcliff.
Because nepotism.
Maybe. This film's really stylish. It's my favourite of her films, but by favourite I mean like it's kind of like a 3-star film. Lots to enjoy about it. It's really stylish. The performances are really good. But, you know, again, it's a little bit too long. I had plenty to talk about after the film, which is always, like, a nice movie-going experience. But I think, like, that kind of Valentine's, hypothetical Valentine's buzz I mentioned earlier, it sort of didn't quite maybe deliver on the more sort of pulpy aspects I was hoping for. Mm. Although, like, it's not a not sexy movie. And and what Fennell has brought to it is... well, there's sort of like just like sort of tinges of sort of BDSM and like sexual power dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little bit to me goes some way to explain how things, how you can depict events from a novel written in 1847, where control and particularly like, you know, male control over women is a lot more normalized.
Right.
Thinking like the 21st century, it's like it's good to have like some kind of thing underpinning why these two characters would gravitate to each other and treat each other the way that they do. So interesting elements, good performances, okay time at the movies, but yeah, visually really stylish. I like that it wasn't too sort of Baz Luhrmann-y and sort of too like, hey, it's really of the moment. It was more the style palette is more 50s and 60s Hollywood melodrama. Mills and Boone covers. It's pretty Mills and Boone-y all over, really. And so you're lost to enjoy and really cool score with the Charlie songs dotted through.
I think I'm going to die in this house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look. In a remarkably kind of strangely coincidental gothic vein, also in cinemas released last week was New Zealand gothic horror Marama.
Mm-hmm.
I found this really interesting. So it's set in, I think it's North Yorkshire. A young Maori woman travels there and through familial connections and finds out there's been a sort of big appropriation of taonga and other sort of cultural items by visitors to New Zealand. There's sort of horror elements, but the most horrific part in this film is actually just when she watches what a whole bunch of Englishmen do at a drunken party when they're kind of like racking it up with the depiction of natives and dancing around their room and sort of brandishing bits and pieces, and that was actually real vile. And nice to have the sort of more supernatural elements underpinned by some really kind of human grossness as well.
Mm.
In the wrong hands, this would not be a particularly interesting film, I don't think. The storyline's relatively straightforward, but it just leans in a little bit more than it needs to. It's a bit more stylish than it needs to be. There's more care and attention lavished on it than just something kind of knocked out. Mm. So, on the one hand, it could play a little bit like an episode of the TV show Mataku, which was sort of like Twilight Zone-y anthology series of Māori supernatural stories. But this deserves its running time. It looks really cool and is worth checking out. I don't know how long this will stay on screen, so if that stuff sounds interesting and you want to support some Aotearoa filmmaking at cinemas, you should go and see Marama when you can. A couple of things to watch at home. Again, these are kind of weirdly interrelated with one another. The first is Tom Sainsbury's Small Town Scandal. This is a TV series adaptation of his podcast of the same name. That podcast, he performed all the characters as like a la Tom Sainsbury would. And it's about a failed/journalist who stuffed up big time, who returns home to a small town and starts digging into the death of his uncle. And sort of uncovers all like the grubby small town secrets. This is kind of quite gentle murder comedy, but maybe has a few more sort of drug and sex jokes than maybe something your nan necessarily watches. It's not totally kind of, the pearl clutches might not be fully into this, but it's kind of charming, and if you're a Tom Sainsbury fan, you'll enjoy it. I was just a little bit disappointed, actually, that there's good actors around him. Weirdly, people like former UK sitcom star Felicity Kendall, old people alert, but it could have used him playing a couple more characters, because as we know with Tom, like, that's one of his strengths, right? Like being able to, his gift for mimicry and bringing different personalities to life is awesome. Would have liked to see a little bit more of that. And then also in that kind of little bit sort of cozy crime space is How to Get to Heaven from Belfast. This is streaming on Netflix. It's from the creator of Derry Girls, and it's another Irish set show, though it's much more sort of murder drama with a comedy tinge and a little bit of horror. It's a bit of a jumble, but it's not really as kind of challenging as that description says. It's pretty straightforward viewing.
Mm.
A group of women in their late 30s, an old friend of theirs passes away, and they go back to the small town they're from. They've got a bit of a secret, and
ooh,
this is about sort of exposing that that deadly secret that lurks in their past while they try to navigate a whole bunch of stuff. The lead character's a TV writer, so it sort of brings in the world, acknowledges the world of TV, sort of cozy cop murder in an interesting way. I'm about halfway through the season of this, and so far really enjoying it, so it's a strong recommend. And bonus points for having a soundtrack of music that women in their late 30s who grew up in Ireland would listen to, like Bewitched and Five and
awesome,
etc. It's pretty fun. So yeah, that's a few different recommendations, really. I mean, it's no stinkers today. Wuthering Heights,
well,
like, looks good, stuff to talk about, like three and a half stars. I it's a recommend for me, but it's a gentle recommend.
soft recommend.
Marama, strong recommend. Small Town Scandal, gentle couch recommend. And How to Get to Heaven from Belfast, defo. Might be the most interesting new show right now.
Boom. We did that so well.
We did that really well.
It's
a team effort.
We nodded.
Yeah, and everyone at home could see that.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.